Unit 10. Approaching Literature. Exercise 4. Listen and read the extract from the novel High Fidelity by Nick Hornby. Before the band starts, everything's brilliant. In the past, it took a bit of time to warm people up, but tonight, they're up for it straight away. This is partly because most of the crowd here tonight are a few years older than they were a few years ago, if you see what I mean. In other words, this is exactly the same lot, not their 1994 equivalents, and they don't want to wait until 12:30 or 1 before they start dancing. They're too tired for that now. And anyway, some of them have to go home to relieve babysitters. But mostly, it's because there's a real party atmosphere. A genuine make-hay-while-the-sun-shines air of celebration. More like a wedding reception or a birthday party, not a club that will be here next week and maybe even the week after that. Every song, in short, is naff and recognisable and guaranteed to please a crowd of 30-somethings who think that hip-hop is something their children do in music and movement classes. I play Got to Get You Off My Mind by Solomon Burke, and everyone has a go, even if only the best dancers are able to make something of it, and nobody in the room could claim to be among the best dancers or even among the most average. When Laura hears the opening bars, she turns round and smiles and makes several thumbs-up signs, and I start to compile in my head a compilation tape for her, something that's full of stuff she's heard of and full of stuff she likes. Tonight, for the first time, I can sort of see how it's done.